With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. The healthcare costs of a severe case of valley fever can be devastating, but with thousands of cases of the fungal disease each year in California, what's the cost to society? FM 89's Carrie Klein reports a new study makes an astounding estimate.
First, some background. Between 2014 and 2017, California's valley fever caseload tripled to nearly 7,000 cases, and it's continued to rise ever since. So, earlier this year, researchers asked, how much are we spending on the disease? Here's Michael Peterson, a study co-author and associate dean of the UCSF Fresno School of Medicine. We caught up at a conference.
So the big overall number is about $700 million annually, based on the number of cases that we saw in 2017.
That's just in California for both direct and indirect costs.
It includes the cost of diagnosis. It includes lost work for the patients that can't work or miss school, diagnostic studies that you might do, cost of treatment. All of those things are factored in.
Peterson says those costs could come down with earlier diagnosis and treatment. Valley fever is often initially misdiagnosed as pneumonia. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.